drover hopped around in a circle, then went through the fence and crept up to the loading chute. He nipped at one of the steers, and when the brute kicked at him, he went screaming to the calf shed. I just shook my head. I mean, I had trained the mutt. If I hadn't already gone into retirement, I would have given him a terrible tongue-lashing.
Hank, you sorry rascal, get over here!
Sorry rascal? To who or whom were they speaking? I looked around, and seeing no sorry rascals, stayed exactly where I was, with the priceless corn cob between my paws. Well, without me in charge of the loading procedure, things went to pot, which I might add was not exactly the biggest surprise of the year. Three steers hopped into the trailer, but then they turned around and went back out. Within minutes, the entire bunch was moving in the wrong direction. Loper picked up a hedge apple off the ground and fired it at me. At me! Well, hey, I had planned to stick around and supervise the rest of the loading process, but I wasn't going to sit there and put up with their childish tantrums. I just, by George, picked up my priceless corn cob and moved out. I was prepared to leave it at that. I mean, I had no particular objections to retiring on the ranch and giving them the benefit of my advice and presence. But they squalled nasty things at me and threw some more hedge apples. Okay, fine. If that's the way they wanted it, I had other places to go. I pointed my nose to the north, trotted up the hill past the yard gate, and went out to find the wide, wonderful world. And so it was that I turned my back on the ranch I had managed and loved for so many years, never to return, a victim of sharp tongues and misunderstanding. When will people ever learn? Oh, well, what did I care? I'm rich. You bet I'm rich. No more sleeping in the ditch. Oh, pal, this dog is rich. The song said it all. With my fortune, I didn't need the dumb ranch anymore, or the people, or the crushing responsibility, or any of the rest of it. I was on my way to Easy Street. I hadn't gone more than, a quarter of a mile when I got the feeling that I was being followed. I glanced around, and sure enough, there was little Drover behind me, huffing and puffing to catch up. I didn't bother to slow down. Why should I? I had important things on my mind. Nevertheless, he caught up with me.
Hi, Hank, where are you going?
I can't talk, there's a corn cob in my mouth.
Oh, well, I was headed that way myself. I guess we might as well go together.
I can't talk, there's a corn cob in my mouth, you aren't.
Thanks, you look pretty good yourself.
I stopped and placed my priceless corn cob on the ground.